We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cam Brown. And Jeff, we were just talking off the air, and I like the sound, and many people would, of what you just were telling me. Tell me about Idaho, and is there any chance this is going to happen, that a slice of Idaho will wind up in Oregon?
Well, you know, Bob, I think the chances are probably slim and none, but it's the fact that we're having the conversation, I think, highlights the issues with what's going on in this country with the urban-rural divide. So there is a movement called Greater, there's an organization called Greater Idaho. And what's happening, I think it's this week, is the Idaho legislature, which is, of course, Republican, is voting on whether or not to engage, open the dialogue, open negotiations with the state of Oregon, which is, of course, Democrat, about basically redefining the boundaries between Oregon and Idaho such that the conservative part of Oregon and the eastern part of the state would be annexed into Idaho and be governed by Idaho laws. Of course, you know, the Democrats in Oregon say this is never going to happen. This is just crazy, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, they don't want to lose electoral votes if Idaho becomes larger than Oregon. But, you know, there's parallels here between that situation and what's going on with Minnesota and versus, say, South Dakota. If you remember last session, Representative Jeremy Munson, he's not there anymore, but he was there. I think he'd been a guest on the show too, when it ran for Congress, actually proposed that bill that we could annex basically everything outside of the metro. If the citizens in those counties wanted to leave, they could. And I would be curious to see, I dare the trifecta to put that up for a vote and find out where the non-metro counties would vote, whether or not they want to be part of Iowa, South Dakota, Wisconsin, North Dakota, any of these surrounding states that their level of sanity is far greater than what's going on in St. Paul right now, the legislature.
So basically, would it be everything west of St. Louis Park in the metro?
I think it would be everything west of Maple Grove. I would think that Maple Grove would probably be the cutoff. Because I think even though Dayton and Rogers are in Hennepin, I would think that, you know, I feel bad for folks in those cities because they really should be in Wright County and outside of the Met Council's jurisdiction and the high property taxes that go along with it. So
you and
I would think everything west of Maple Grove.
All right, I live in Buffalo. You live in Albertville. We'd be calling Kristi Noem our governor.
Yeah. I mean, would you vote for that, Bob?
In a heartbeat, because, well, I mean, Jeff, I've been writing stuff the last couple of weeks on social media, and I've talked about it. I do not understand, and I ran into a few legislators, and they don't have an answer either, the other night, about why will this legislature and governor, after many of them ran on it, will they not give relief to seniors? Why do they keep taxing Social Security benefits when people paid into these benefits, paid taxes on it their entire lives, and now they're being taxed again when they get their money? I don't understand that one. And then I don't understand a lot of the other things that they got going on too. When an amendment was proposed, they dismissed it. They wanted to give licenses to illegal immigrants. Okay, fine. But they refused to put on the license not for voting. Racism, mm-hmm. Not for legal ID. It's not to be an identification for anything else you want, but they refused. You know, the things mm-hmm. that are coming up, I don't even know. I keep seeing something. I see in San Francisco, they want to give $5 million of reparations to minorities, but there's talk in our legislature, too, about reparations. Is that what they're going to try to do with the $19 billion or $18 billion that's sitting there? What is that? Do you know more about the reparations bill that is going around?
I don't, but I know that you and I aren't going to see a penny of any rebate money from what we overpaid in taxes. And I would say too, you know, with what they're doing over there and we're showing with the Social Security tax and Walz's comment was, well, they rejected that deal last session. So, you know, this crimey crocodile tears, which is really, you know,
they rejected it because it was loaded with other pork.
Right.
And he leaves that out.
Right, exactly. But the other thing too, Bob, is they're also doing other stupid things. So I'm in favor of expanding to allowing sports betting in Minnesota. I am not in favor, however, of giving the tribes yet another gambling monopoly and collecting minimal tax revenue from it. There's no reason, if we're going to legalize cannabis and sports betting, why we should even have an income tax in the state. There should be enough revenue coming in
yes.
where you do not need to tax anybody's income.
Jeff, you know what my issue is with the name? Fine, you want to give them casinos. That part of it is fine. But every single tribe and nation in Minnesota should be getting a piece of the money, but they all keep it for themselves. I mean, what about the ones that don't have casinos because they can't even afford to build them on their land?
Right.
They should be getting a piece of it too. But the tribes like the Minnewakanton Sioux, which have Mystic Lake, they don't want to share any of the money. So
they should have to spread it out. Right, and they give large campaign checks to the Democrats to put the other things like that.
I mean, that's one where I'm a big believer in socialism. Take care of these tribes that are destitute and help them out. But no, they don't want to be bothered with that. No, you can't just keep... By the way, whoever is the lobbyist for the Native American casinos, if you have a business and you need a lobbyist, that's the lobbyist you want because they have done one heck of a job protecting the Native Americans. No question about that. I just, there's so many things going on with this legislature and this governor. And by the way, you were telling me off the air for a few hours today, Tim Walz will not be governor. Peggy Flanagan will. And okay, then if the case of what they're doing it for is the reason, because he's having a colonoscopy, then every night when he goes to bed, they should tell her you can't sleep. Because a colonoscopy, I've had a few of them in my day. They're not that. And also, maybe the things he says when he's under will make more sense than what he says when he's, you know, when he's just walking around every day. Because you say some things depending on what they get that are incredible. So, but they're really going to give the powers to her for a few hours.
Yes. I will say this about the governor's procedure. I wish him well, but number one, it's a chance to have him feel what he does to the taxpayers of Minnesota on a daily basis. Second of all, I wonder how they're going to perform this. Do they have to take his head out of there first before they go up there, or what?
Well, that could be why it's such a delicate operation.
There you go. That's right.
And now, yes, I hope everything is fine. I hope he has no issues with it. But does this mean, by the way, what it means is he won't be signing anything, but will she be signing some bills into law? Did they do this or schedule it so there's some pet bills of hers that she could sign?
You know, they could absolutely do it and stand there and say it's the first Native American, person to sign a bill or whatever. I'm sure they'll do something.
Well, maybe they'll push through the gambling bill so she could sign that one.
There you go.
The woman does need a role to do something because all you ever do is see her standing there smiling next to Walz, who, by the way, when he goes to the barber, I assume he still sees a barber. He's got his hair. Does he keep telling him no about those eyebrows?
I don't know.
I mean, he's got eyebrows. He's got the eyebrows of a character actor from the 1930s because they all had the big bushy eyebrows. I don't know. I noticed that because maybe I noticed that when I get some hairs on my eyebrow and I think, oh my God, I better get that thing trimmed. But I digress. I'm just, I'm going back to, what do we do? Should I put signs on my front yard? Let's go to South Dakota.
Well, I do some nonprofit law. Maybe we need to start set up our organization and get this ball rolling.
I like the sound of that. So next to South Dakota. Next. Maybe we get a crowd of people. Well, actually, what we want to do is just go to the border of whatever we decide that we want to be annexed from that point. We just stand there and yell annexed. We don't want to step into Hennepin County or cross the line. We don't want to go to the Capitol because I don't want to go to St. Paul. I mean, I used to work there. That was plenty enough for me. Well, Jeff, that's just – you know what? You've given hope to many Minnesotans, assumed to be South Dakotans.
Bob, why do you think I got licensed there last year? I'm licensed in South Dakota now, too.
That's perfect, because you have been licensed there. Now you'll be giving up your Minnesota license. Well, you won't give it up.
Still crossover.
All right. Jeff is always greatly appreciated. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back.